People are messaging me and saying it's very odd that ESPN is talking a lot of Steelers, but the thing that they're doing is debating Fields versus Wilson and who should be the starter. Do they think that that's a Steelers topic that we want to hear about instead of Ayuk?
Do they think that by talking Steelers, they can be primed in case a deal happens?
What do you mean?
Like, hey, we're talking Steelers, and if an Ayuk trade actually does finally get done, boom, we move right into that.
Do you think there's a better chance Brandon Ayuk is on the Steelers or Justin Fields starts week one for the Steelers?
Ayuk.
Same. Do you think it's particularly close?
No.
Me neither.
I don't think there's... I would put the chances that Fields... Like, let's just take injury out of the equation for Wilson here.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's healthy. I put the chances of Fields being the opening day starter, week one starter, under 5%. I honestly don't even think it's close. And I don't think him fumbling twice did him any favors. Because we know no matter how physically gifted you are or how infatuated with you Mike Tomlin was coming out of college, the man hates it when you put Piggy on the ground. He hates turnovers more than almost anything in life. And Justin Fields, I know they didn't result in turnovers, but Justin Fields putting it on the ground twice cannot have helped him.
Also, there's no going back. If you go with Fields,
Wilson's done.
I can't see a situation where you'd want to quickly bench Fields to go to the much older quarterback. But if the much older quarterback is struggling or just not getting it done, then you turn things over to the 25-year-old and it's like, all right, kid, maybe you're our quarterback of the future. We gave Russell Wilson one more shot. For the league minimum, it didn't work. That's, you know, nothing really gained, nothing really lost there with Wilson. Which I guess you could say about Fields, but unless Fields really blows you away, wouldn't you rather have... I'm trying to think of that game that you would play at the bowling alley or the arcade where it had the claw with the animals in it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you rather have two shots to grab one than one?
Correct, yeah. You don't want to do... There's only one way where you make this a one-shot deal and it's Fields starts week one. Otherwise, it's kind of business as usual. Wilson gets his chance. He's the veteran. He's frankly had coming off of the better year. And he gets his... You know, he gets to do his thing and then see if it's good enough. Man, big trade. In the NHL.
Well, I just
saw it, Pony, and I'm going to only say, I'm going to wet the whistle here.
Yeah, let's not.
Very exciting.
Let's make sure that people are pulled over before we get into the details of that one. Tavon Austin retiring. That's now on social media, the former West Virginia star. He's one of those guys that when this new stupid dynamic kickoff rule announcement came down, who are the players that would have thrived or would have been more coveted with this? We haven't really seen it yet, but in theory, better chance for guys to make big plays in the return game.
Yes.
He's one of them that springs to mind.
He's a guy who's a true gadget player who I think what people don't realize is it's hard to get, you know, kind of gadget type guys truly assimilated into an offense. By the way, did you see this tweet about the new kickoff rule in the first week of the preseason?
Who sent it out?
John Breach. Who is, I think, the son of Jim Breach.
Verified account?
Yeah, CBS Sports, John Breach.
Okay.
Isn't his dad Jim Breach, the kicker?
I don't know.
I think this is the first I've ever heard
of the guy.
Anyway, 82%.
I've been too busy following this Benjamin Ehrlich now, who's telling us about Connor Hayward and
that guy has
him
to be
holding
kidding.
Up this trade.
Has to be kidding. It's got to be a joke. Anyway, Breach, 11,400 followers, good with you. Follower count, good enough
How
to
many?
Go with. 11.4.
Still not as many as Don.
Okay. But still. 82% of kicks were returned this past week of the preseason. I don't know if he is using, for this number, 2023's overall percentage or the week one of the preseason percentage, but it was 22% in 2023. So you had almost a quadrupling of the number of kicks that were returned. Four returns of more than 45 yards. Three, quote, super touchbacks, which come out to the 40-yard line. And then the Chiefs having a safety because a guy didn't understand one of the finer point rules. More returns, that's what they want.
But the returns aren't interesting so far, other than a couple of them.
Yet, better players go out there to return kicks. Even with better players covering them, I think you will see some more returns that are good. But, I mean, they wanted, it's now instead of 2 out of every 10 kicks basically are getting run back, 8 out of every 10, and presumably no major kickoff injuries to speak of that we at least heard of. That's probably what they want.
Unless the Steelers are waiting for practices where fans can't show up and videotape from the stands and reporters aren't technically allowed to talk about what they're seeing, unless that's what they're waiting for, it doesn't even sound like Fields is going to be involved as a gadget player. There's been none of that. You know, the kickoff thing that Jaylen Warren speculated about hasn't come to fruition. Like, they're just treating him like a straight-up quarterback, Chris. And if they're going to go with Russell Wilson week one, I think that's a mistake to not even want to utilize that guy's athletic traits. If you had a great quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, I would get it. But try to get your best 11 football players on the field and your most dynamic playmakers, and he's absolutely one of them. So I would have packages for the Atlanta game. I guess I might not want to work on him now and tip my hand, but
I'd want short yardage stuff that involves him, and I'd want like red zone stuff primarily. And maybe like one set of plays that can be, because didn't you hear all the time offensive coordinators talk about stuff they can run like inside the 30s or between the 30s?
But
I'd want one thing for the middle of the field.
I don't even need it just at the goal line. I would, this doesn't have to be a quote wildcat package, but just a wrinkle every now and then in a game to just throw off the defense and also force them to get ready for that package every week.
I will say, though, as I'm like trying to think anecdotally about this, I feel like it never works as well as you want it to. Here comes Justin.
I got Miami to the playoffs that year, Chris, and Tony Soprano.
Tony Sperano.
Sperano, I mean.
Has it ever really worked since? That was like a true novelty.
Well, I mean, Slash did to some degree.
But I would give those Steelers a lot of credit for making that work, and I think Stewart himself for just being like really, really gifted and ahead of his
time. Well, so was Fields, though, Chris. From a pure athlete standpoint,
if he's obviously not going to start week one, how many times should he touch the ball in week one? How many plays should the ball be put in Justin Fields' hands?
Between 5 and 10.
Okay. You and I are on the same page then, ultimately. I think that's the right number.
Who's a better runner of the football, Justin Fields or Najee Harris?
Justin Fields.
I don't even think it's close. He averaged 7 yards a carry 2 years ago.
Justin Fields and almost every running back.